Okay, Henry Vokey Shipbuilding Project. Where were you born, Henry?
In Mexico.
Where were you born?
In Trinity.
In Trinity?
No. Little Harbor.
Little Harbor.
When were you born? I get confused. I really want to find it.
When were you born?
When?
Yes.
When in the day?
Yes. What date were you born?
29.
What month?
October. You know about it, huh?
I don't know that. Who are your parents?
You don't know that?
No.
My parents were Joseph Young, Bobby, and Mary.
Okay. Do you have any brothers and sisters? Names and where they live to?
You have a lot of questions. Yeah, I had four brothers and five sisters.
Who was the oldest?
Who was the oldest?
You were the oldest? Who was the youngest? What did you do as a child in Little Harbor?
What do you mean as a child?
What games in that did you play?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. I played nothing.
Nothing? Did you have any chores?
Yeah, what?
Chores to do.
No.
No chores.
Didn't that bring in wood or load water?
I suppose I did that in practice. I got on off.
Then you got on. Where did you go to school to?
No lever.
What type of school was it? Was it one room?
One room, yeah.
With a potbelly stove, I guess?
Yeah.
How many students were in school?
I'd say probably 30. I know one year after we saw the school closed for release, and my name was up to 38. That's most people were going to school, I think.
Who were your teachers?
Well, I know the first teacher I had.
Who was it?
Malcolm Cover from Holland Valley. I was the first teacher I had. I got a 6-year-old when I was back on school.
Where did you go to church to?
In the library.
Were you or anyone in your family involved in the church?
Involved?
Yes. Were they in sexton, warden?
I was church warden.
Oh, right.
For the wall.
How old were you then?
Oh, I was, I don't know, but I passed out Abbey. Yeah.
Was there Sunday school up there?
Yes.
Where did you get married to?
Trinity.
And who did you marry?
I married Caroline Hatcher.
Where was she from?
Originally from British Harbor.
Did you have any children?
No. Caroline asked the lady who was interviewing, and he said, "How many kids do you have?"
She said, "I wouldn't have gone." How many children did you have?
You know, that there.
Yeah, but you still have to list them.
13?
Do you want to list them?
No, you can point it there.
You probably wouldn't get them all.
No, I wouldn't get any really hard anyway.
Get
on it.
Go ahead.
No.
What type of work did you do?
I mean, when I first started, I was in the woods, cutting logs, found.
Did you have to move to find work?
No. There was tons of work off where we live.
How did you come to get involved in shipbuilding?
I don't know, for sure. Just something that I got in my mind. Just come up with it.
Let's start the first one. First one
you do. Oh, that was, that's 53 years old. That was the first one.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's where I drove right with Dean Boy. She was 53 in October.
Yeah.
Was it a family tradition?
I suppose you're talking way back because my grandpa, he built boats and they built their own schooners and they fished in Labrador.
Okay.
You know, but they never done it that for a living. They only just built their own boats.
Okay. Who taught you how to build boats?
No one.
You just learned on your own, did you?
Yeah, before after that, he's a young one guy. I said, no one ever taught me. I just started pumping me a boat and just started on my own. And he said, never learned from someone. I said, no. No, I put it, you didn't have learned to walk.
So your father and grandfather never built boats either?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they built them too?
Yeah. Not for a living.
Never.
When was the first one that you ever built? You were how old when you built the very first one? Like,
novel
or?
Oh, I was only about 12, I suppose, when I built the first novel boat.
Was it built for anyone or just for yourself?
Yeah.
How big was it? It was a model.
Yeah, about 60 pounds.
Okay. So you built boats before you moved to Trinity?
Yeah.
Can you remember how many in Little Harbor?
Yeah.
How many?
51.
51 boats in Little Harbor. How many did you build down here?
Oh, that has a great one.
Can you count that high?
Can't count that far.
I suppose we came down in a boat, didn't we? I suppose we moved down in a boat.
Oh, yes, definitely one of my own boats.
What type of boats did you build in Little Harbor?
Well, we never built no big one, not long, long lines, but I built them up to 40 feet, from 20 to 40 feet.
So what were they used for?
Fishing.
Yeah. Can you remember any of the names of the boats that you built in Little Harbor?
No, well, there were no names on the small boats.
Okay.
Like the fat boats from boats.
When did you move to Trinity?
When?
Yeah.
In 64.
Why did you move to Trinity?
Because, what I should say, we drove out of World War II because the race settlement was going ahead and saying there were no roads left there. And people were crazy moving away and couldn't get any teachers or anything else, so we had to move.
Okay. When did you start the shipyard in Trinity?
When?
Yeah, what year?
Oh, the next year.
Oh, 1965. Why did you build the shipyard? And why not do something else besides boat building?
Because, what? Yeah, that's about right. I wanted to continue with that stuff. So
okay.
That's why.
Why did you choose Trinity and not, Trinity East or somewhere else? Did you go elsewhere? Like, did you think about moving?
Well, Trinity was about to be especially in this island because over 20 years it was open, much more open to the bay. No shelter, no harbor. Because I was even up around Spitztown, up around Monroe, looking before we moved down there. And didn't seem I could go in the same country, but there was no harbor up there.
Okay.
And I didn't want the place where I'm going to look out, make sure I was, I want to be on that landlocked place like down there.
Okay. Trinity was pretty busy, I guess, back then.
Oh, yeah. Now, Trinity was one of the biggest places around. Another area it's very fine, that's it.
How many buildings did you have?
Well, we only had one big shed there. Out in the yard.
And that was where everything was done to?
Yep.
What types of boats did you build in the shipyard?
Oh, we built longliners over there. Had to move down there. That's not an island.
Okay.
Right. want to celebrate the Holy Ghost with Father.
Oh, yeah.
Over the years, how many boats did you build?
No, no.
Is it in the hundreds?
Oh, yeah. Latin hundreds.
And that includes models, or?
No.
Does it include little models?
No, it's not including models. It does right off the shore. I've done 51 big sets, 51 boats in Little Everett, and I've built over 50 since I retired.
What are you going to retire?
The government don't know.
What year did you retire?
The boom was going on, and I was there in Trinity. That's been so many years. Well, you can tell there's some of them up there. There's five there, like two we had exited the wharf, and then those three lengths the same day. Another day, one day. And there was still two on the land. When he was in the water, seven was there.
Do you remember any of the names from the boats that you built out here?
Yeah, sure. I remember some of them.
Where did the supplies come from to build the boats?
I mean supplies, like the library of fashion and...
I guess yeah. I don't know anything about boats.
No, more.
Well, lumber, did you buy the lumber?
Most of the lumber from the smaller boat was coming here. But then I had lumber coming from New Brunswick.
Okay. So did you order some supplies?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know where, can you remember where you ordered them from?
Well, most the eyewear stuff, that comes from Yan.
Okay. And you cut your own timber, did
you? Yeah. Some of the eyewear comes from Nova Scotia, so like the other casting and the engine motors and the stuff like that. They come from Nova Scotia.
Did you have your own mill at the side of the lot?
Yep.
Where was that to?
Well, in both places. I had my own mill up today in the library, and I had my own mill down there, because I was operating on two sawmills at that time when I moved down. I had one license right there, and I still had one license for an ocean pass.
Can you describe the process of how a boat was built in your shipyard from start to finish? This is a lesson for me, isn't it?
The only funny thing, I suppose, for me to say is that some people say, well, we know about all that. And the first thing you had to say was lay the keel, right?
I don't even know what a keel is.
A lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't have
that clue. Honestly, how stupid that looks like that with that stuff. So we know about all that, some people would say.
I don't know how to build it. Tell me how I go about building a boat.
So that's what you say.
Lay a keel.
Lay the keel first. And then get the boat in.
Do you have to have a drawing done up of what the boat looks like?
Well, we've done them for the fishers on board. I had planned and drawn, but I never had known on my own when I was building them.
Okay. So you lay a keel.
And you put boat ends up, and then you make so many frames about a crosser, and then you put the kind of river out, the batten right around, and then you fill in the rest of the spaces with frames and before it's just ready to blame.
Okay. And then after that...
I had to get you to come in and go down there.
Give me a lesson.
Then you know a little more about.
But after you plane her, what do you do?
If you get a friend out, you never really complain.
Okay.
And you put the first crack on, up on top. First one off.
Okay.
And you plane her down, put halfway down to the turn, as it was you turned in around, and then you stand in the bottom. And you put the garbage plane in, one first next to the keel. And then you keep on going up to you get up the last one that was kind of slower.
Okay.
And you put the door.
So can you do it out of order? Can you start at the bottom and then work your way up, or have you got to start at the top?
Why don't you start at the bottom and work your way up? Why don't you start at the top and then go to the bottom? Yeah, why do you start at the top and then go to the bottom?
Because the garret plank is the highest one to fit in.
And what kind of
plank is that? That's what he plays, one down, he put the garret in.
Because of
grooving,
you know. Oh,
it's
with
that. Right.
I know that much.
Honey, you and I are
going to
have to go
ahead
and learn.
Yeah, well, you're not going to learn. Well, you see him coming up. You see him coming up. No, that's what you know.
That's the difference in that plank. It's groomed out into the roof.
Yeah.
Of the boat. There's a notch cutting the keel all the way around the boat. but that, because the ends of the plants.
The rest.
Have to glean that same thing.
The rest. That's how it. Cut in that tree. So this is God have a power saw now.
Yeah.
So we used to do that years ago. We had no power saw. It was a chisel.
Oh. That would take a while.
And took a lot longer. But now with power saw, there's not very many dudes with power saw. I'm probably the only one around there. I don't think Sandy would do it. I don't say Wayland doing it. No, the power saw. It might not reach. He might have.
Harder to do, or?
Well, so it's not harder. It's easier in a way. But you got the apple careful.
Careful, you can make
the mistake. And the power saw right steady like it. If you actually go, you got a max cutter crew.
How long did it take you to build a boat without the power tools now that you can use?
When I was down most of the night, I could build a 30-foot boat in about 5 weeks.
How long would it take you now?
Well, it would take me longer now. I can't work. You might have more tools, but I can't work fast. That's long hours. I used to work long hours then time. 12, 14, 15 hours a day.
But if you had power tools back then,
yeah, if I had those back then, then they got today, that they would probably listen to it.
Oh.
So now they use fiberglass for boats, what did
you use? No, I never do no fiberglass.
You never ever used it?
No.
Do you use it on your models or anything?
No.
So yours is just all wood?
Yeah. Marlon.
Marlon.
Oh, yeah.
So after you laid the keel...
Oh, yeah, it's the same. So, but you're talking about fiberglass, that's not all the boat.
Oh, yeah.
After you laid the keel and put in the... all that, what did you do after that?
If you got a fence,
yeah.
Well, then the next thing come was to get it tight.
Okay.
In the seams.
And what did you use that? What did you use there?
I used, the first couple I learned, only the first two or three for the most. I used all of them. But after that, we used the stuff that has already spun, like a big line, like mound. Oh. That's what I use now.
Is that easy to come by?
Not now, but I got to get it from, well, yeah, if I said, oh, no, yeah, I couldn't give it anything for that. I had to get it from Ontario.
Huh. So after you sealed her, what did you do?
After what?
After you sealed the boat, or made her tight.
Oh, then the next thing you had to do was sand it over. Plan up, sand it with one seam, and then sand it over.
No.
Sand her over.
Before
she really paint.
And then you paint her.
And you paint her.
And then she's ready to go in water.
She's ready to go in water.
So then you launch her.
Yeah.
Funny.
Oh, well, yeah, that'd be on the seat, so.
I'll be able to build a boat next to
you. You know what I'd have to
do? Were there any...
You'll do a model boat, don't you?
Yeah. I'll have a couple fingers with it. Were there any...
Oh, yeah.
Were there any superstitions about launching boats?
Yes. You do not like to run a frog.
Oh, no, not that quick.
Why?
Well, I don't know why.
So was it just Friday that boat for lunch?
Friday used to seem to be like a lucky day
for
launching the boat. So I always thought.
Yeah,
but
you were off.
Never did put a boat in the water on Friday for the first time.
Would you put her in on a Sunday or?
No.
So Sunday and Friday, is that a good question?
Yeah.
But any other day?
Any other day in the week. Saturday, mostly Saturday.
Because you never work on Sunday.
What types of conditions would have to be for the launch boat?
Well, the length of water is put down two big runners first, wooden runners, so it's called lengthways. And then you had to belt out to fit on that, to slide out and fit them under the boat, and then we'd put in the water with the boat, and then we'd call it a cradle.
Okay. And then you push her out?
No, she could go down her own.
Oh.
It has a lengthway was usually built on a slope. And when you put the cradle, where you had to make the cradle do, you had a notch cut in there, down a couple on each side, and what we used to call a key. And the boat couldn't move, that's why you knock with that key.
Oh, okay.
And when you knock with that key, she'd really go on her own.
Do you launch any
time
of the day, or
was there
special times of the day?
No, if you, it could be a special time of the wind for the side, by side.
but there's some cases that they didn't make them very big to tell you. Thank you very much.
Over the years, how many people did you employ at the shipyard?
Oh, four. 35 or 40 people.
At times.
Can you provide some names of those people? Can you provide names of some of the people that work there?
Yeah, but a lot of them are gone today.
Yeah.
Passed away or moved away?
Yeah. Because most of the crowd from up in Manchester that I employed these days, if I name a lot of them. And there were two. Amherst Stanley Verge, Peter Verge, Wilson too, Robert Andrew Stone, Arthur William Miller, that's the only old manager. These are all eight.
Uh-huh.
Every one of them.
There's quite a few in Trinity.
That's like over in Fort Rickson. I had a good many employees over there, and a lot of them were dead. And Billy Watton, Max Cover, Gerald Cover, Jim Cover, Brandon Pitty. That's why I have so many Aaron Trundy.
Well,
that worked on the guy.
Weissman and Haters and Hitchcock.
Yeah,
they're all gone.
Yeah, like Carl Hader and Douglas Tax.
Yeah, Uncle Sam.
Yeah, well, our crowd. They all work with me.
You're probably
so long. Right, or then this is our own. But they all work with me.
Exactly, work for you.
Yeah, someone asked me in there for nothing there to the governor's who I work with. He said, I suppose you work so long with your father. I said, no, not in the mobile building. But I said, you work with me. Like the employer there.
Some of your sons worked with you too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did any of the girls work with you?
No.
Did any of them try it?
No. I don't think they never even tried. They would not try that stuff.
They'd try and stay away.
I know Searle's built boats in Stanley.
Yeah.
And Wayne. Is there any other sons that have built them?
Howard did very many, a couple.
Well, he got
up. Yeah. Well, he was there last time with me. And Wayne Meyer, she worked with me. That was years before. And then when he started working with, after that he started working with Wilson. Then he got his partner with Wilson. And then he stood up. And then he started doing it on his own. But all they come from me. Yep. I'm the regulator over all that.
Do you think any of the grandchildren will ever build boats?
I don't think so.
Tony worked in the shipyard. In the shipyard, didn't he?
No.
Tony never ever worked in the shipyard?
Who?
Tony Stanley Thumb.
No. No, you never done much work here. I didn't down here for a little while. I've down here, I've done a painting a few times myself. But I never done no woodwork.
Okay. Did you only build boats for fishing purposes? Or were pleasure boats such as cabin cruises as well?
I built some sailboats for those pleasure boats for certain people. Because I built them for the first gunner I built. She went to Cleveland, Ohio, from here.
Now?
Yeah. No. Before the J&B was built.
How big was that one?
She was 40, 40 feet. That's the boat. I mean, she was extending long enough to get a long boat for the end.
Yeah,
Colville. When she left there. In October. The 8th of October. And she was a month before she got home. She went to Cleveland, Ohio. But she went up and they locked that way. In Cleveland. On the freshwater on the lakes, right?
so that was...
Well, what did you lift up there? She was up there for so many years. What did you lift up there? She come down through again and went to Halifax. And went on down, she ended up down in New Mexico.
Other than the J&B, did you build schooners?
No, there was one too.
Sailboat for Cornwall.
Yeah, the smart boat. Yeah, but that's the one I built for the Teddy Lou. I was planning on using her because I married to a woman from over there to North Atlantic. And they were planning on going to use her over there, but when he took her over there, she went on a float and she ended up not over there at all. Went on to the States for her.
Okay.
She was 30 feet. And she was built out of, he brought the wood here. She was built out of all hard wood. They say it was hard enough. What they called black locust. Black locust was a hard wood. And they was cut down this place where he lived to. And they shipped it there. And I had to resaw it. And that's what I built the wood out of.
Do you know?
I would build a second one. He had someone out there going to get one belt for him. I said, no, not that one. Because I had to work with
it. Was it harder?
Yes, I had to work with it.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what I'd done.
It's flyable as our own.
Yes, and I've done nothing like that.
Not even a model?
Well, I probably wouldn't have done a model because I thought so I couldn't have do it like that. Smaller wood and anything.
Do you know what happened to the J&B after she left Trinity?
After she left Trinity, she was over at Nelson Young for a while. I don't know how long she was there. I mean, there's so much fun, 4 or 5 years, folks. Longer. And then she left there. She made 2 trips. Well, the last trip she went to North Scotia. That's when she was sold up there. She ended up in down Florida.
Okay.
So she was long for your wife.
When did the business close, Shapiro?
That's a while ago now. I was on the moratorium.
So back during the moratorium?
When it started.
When the moratorium started.
I guess that was at 95?
Yeah. 93,
95?
92?
92, okay.
92.
Were there any periods of time when the business had to temporarily close before that?
No, only for a short time when things were slow. But I never stopped. I kept going. At smaller boats.
That doesn't surprise me.
What?
That doesn't surprise me that you didn't stop building.
I never stopped. Once I said, I kept at it. And I never stopped, not for even 1 year.
Any interesting stories to tell that may have happened at the shipyards? Any funny things that might have happened?
Well, there might have been some funny things, but...
Don't say it.
What?
Don't say it.
No, I don't know. There wasn't much fun stuff going on when you work.
Did they go in early in the morning and finish up in the evening?
Yeah, we would start at 8 o'clock and finish at 5.
Okay. And that was
your hours, was it?
That was my hours, though.
What were your hours?
No, my hours were anytime. Yeah. I used to work a lot of times to 9 o'clock at night. And it'd be after an hour or two. But when I started J&B, I was there for a couple of hours on mornings, and a lot of mornings. Then I was up there before anyone got from the work. I was selling stuff, getting ready for the build that boat because I was building tea on my own time. Well, we got spare time.
Yeah.
And I used to be up there when the crowd come to go to work. I quit it then. But I was working with tools all the time. Same with the workers. Well, one man told me one time we built a boat for a fellow, a long letter. And he had a little bit of trouble with the boat actually. So he called me on the phone. And he said, what was wrong and all, and I said, well, you didn't hurry, get your boat. So we were going to put a stem there, and the stem man had to go on it before she was late. And there was no one to get into the yard, they never joined it. But he said, I'm not waiting for that. He said, the boat is down and ready. He said, I'll take it again. He wouldn't take it next time. I'll get a stem man, he said, put on it. And as he took the boat, everything was wrong.
Yeah.
So he caught me from Carbonera. That's where the boat went. And I said, well, you were in a hurry. I said, you wouldn't wait. They couldn't wait. I said, we were trying to do what we could. He said, do what? He said, work. He said, you've never done a day in your life. And I said, well, you're a good thing. You're what you do. I said, well, then, yeah. You're fine if I didn't do a day's work. I said, we said, I come from Carbonera. He said, down to the marine side. And work. I said, yeah. I said, you know who you end up there all last night yet. Like, but no, it worked. The quickest as I'll get.
So you still build boats?
Yep.
Do you have any other hobbies besides building boats?
No, you like them all.
You play the accordion, though.
I would.
When did you learn to play?
Oh, what?
You made accordion.
I almost made one, so I ended up on a learn on. Oh, accordion and solder heads. And the rest of the car is longer than me. Once he got and got out of the decent, took it all apart, and I had to get it repaired. And repair the keys and stuff on it. But she was the one that we can get them now. With a, we even moved the button to, you see the something go on down there?
Yeah.
And on the underpart, it was flat. And round it on top part, and on the underpart, it was flat. They were done with some kind of padding on, where they stopped sound coming out. But that was, they were gone. I had to make them wooden ones and put the new one I got to put on the flat. I got some glue that we used to get glued in looking iron sheets across these things and giving you that water to make it soft and you could put on the wood. I went and got flat net and put on another fire and glued it on. Could have stopped the sound coming out. I put the keys on it. Got to work. That's all I learned on.
And how many do you have now? How many accordions?
I only got four, 6 hours off.
Only?
Five. I got five, yeah. I had six.
You got four an accordion and the piano for you.
Yeah, five.
Yeah.
Five accordions.
Do you play every night or?
Oh, every night.
It's only a special occasion?
Four accordions.
Four, I didn't play it. I tell you something, I haven't played the accordion 19 since I finished up there in the summer.
No, here at your birthday party.
Yeah, your birthday party.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
In October.
I didn't know
you
were
there.
Yes, I saw that.
Why do you think the Vokies have a talent for building boats? Do you think Vokies have a talent for building boats?
Yes, at some point they must ran through the blood.
Well, Kevin didn't get any of it.
No. He was too far down the line.
He can't build the shell.
No, he hasn't started.
He can't build the shell.
You know what he can do.
He built the shell, believe me. Neither one's going in my house.
Well, got to fire a circle.
Yeah, no.
How come it didn't pay that?
I don't know. Well, Michael can, I guess, do carpentry, but I doubt he can.
College
course, but I don't know if you'd be able to build a boat.
What's the boat anyway? Nothing to it.
You haven't seen a shell.
That's for making
a boat. So do you feel that it's a talent, or do you think it runs through the blood?
I think it do.
That it's
run through the blood.
Runs through the blood.
I think it do. Now, do you ever talk of anything like instinct? What does that mean? What does instinct mean?
Something you do naturally.
Yeah.
Huh?
Something you do.
Naturally, you just get control.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I think. What happened to me?
I know I've heard people say that the Vokies can draw.
Yeah.
Can you draw?
That's the thing I would do when I go to school.
So for peanut and joint.
I've heard that they can draw, so do you think that helps?
That's a good idea, too.
Yeah, I can understand.
Do you think that helps, being able to build a boat?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. But another thing, when I was building boats, and even now, I mean years ago, I could see things done in a boat in years before the fence. Because when I built a JMB, I made the model, an F model, one-sided boat, and took it apart and took the scale off and marked out the scale on measurements, and that's all I went by. And made the frames, but the boat was that length. But I took what the scale I went to when the boat was, well, what is 50 feet long. And I brought up the sail frame, put the sails on it there, brought out the sail frame, and sent it to Nova Scotia. And they made the sails, and didn't know how to see the boat, or didn't know what I was going to put on it, and made the sails, but the plan I had. And when I got the boat done, I put it in the water, we put the spars in it, the length that I had marked, or everything, the length it was. And once it was done, I put the spars in, got rid of the sails, and brought the tanks out of the shade, because I had sails for 2 years before I just put on the boat, before the boat was late. So I would put them on, and everyone fit perfect.
But you make your own sails for your
models? No, you've made Nova Scotia.
No, now.
Your models.
For your models.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Do you see a shipyard in Trinity's future?
Hmm?
Do you think shipbuilding will come back in Trinity?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think?
I won't be around to see it. Even though.
Do you think any of the Vokies will, besides Howard, Thurl?
No. The only one I think will carry on and probably build a small boat for a mile and model and stuff is Wayne. I don't think Stanley's going to carry on. He said he's not going to buy more wooden boats. I heard him say that several times. Because we have a lot of wood to get up there now, timber and stuff. It was clean as a shade there, the farm, and someone come up with the trucks and my father and I'm putting the graduate case. I said, that is one a couple of brandy. No, he said not done anymore. He said, not anymore, boat to go with fiberglass.
Do you have anything else to contribute to the interview? Do you want to say anything else about shipbuilding?
That's not good.
Grandfather,
where's the mother?
I'm warm here, so
pull with
me.